Last week we celebrated the Feast of the Ascension. That day, 40 days after Easter, when Jesus is taken bodily into heaven. But before he goes, he reassures his disciples. They are sad he is leaving. I suspect they are concerned what the future holds for them. But he says he must go, for after he ascends, he will send the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Advocate, the one who will be with them, who will be the very presence of God with them as they move into a new life. And so Jesus instructs his disciples before he ascends, stay in Jerusalem. Wait to receive the power from on high. And so they spend 10 days in the city of Jerusalem, and they spend those days in prayer. On the 50th day, the day of Pentecost, Pentecost, a word that literally means 50th day, they are gathered in one place, together in a house, and on that first Pentecost morning, there is a tremendous sound. We heard in our first lesson from the book of Acts, it's like the rush of a violent wind, and it fills the house where they are gathered. And then divided tongues of fire appear over the head of each of them. And they are all filled with the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit gives them the ability to speak in other languages, languages not their own. And so those in Jerusalem, and there are many there, and they come from all over the world. That lesson in Acts lists the places they come from, trying to make the point, there are people there from everywhere. They speak many different languages, and through the power of the Spirit, the disciples are able to speak in languages not their own, and everyone there is able to hear what they say. Now, some are amazed, the lesson tells us. Others are skeptical, and they accuse these followers of Jesus of having drunk new wine. I don't know about you, but I'm amused at the response of Peter. And we talked about this recently at a vestry meeting. We did some Bible study, and Peter's defense is, it's 9 a.m., we're not drunk. But they weren't. Whatever the time of day, they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and Peter is moved by the Spirit to preach. And we have the beginning of what he says in today's lesson, where he quotes the prophet Joel, that promise of God that the Spirit will be poured out on all flesh, those who are old, those who are young, on women, on men, on those enslaved and those free. Those old distinctions that divide us are cast down by the Spirit. All receive the power of God. They all receive the ability through the Spirit to prophesy, to see visions, and to dream. All will see the power and the vision of God. And Joel says, all will be saved through the power of the Spirit. And so the coming of the Holy Spirit brings gifts of prophecy, of visioning, of dreaming. And it brings gifts of tearing down barriers and uniting into one community. So through the power of the Holy Spirit, the church is formed. Formed to carry on the mission of Jesus, who is no longer physically present. But through the Spirit is leading his followers. And the Spirit transcends those divides and limitations of our own making. And comes to us in language we can understand. And forms us into a body which is then sent into the world, sent to all the corners of the world. 9 years ago, I had the privilege of going on retreat in Tizay, France, spending a week with the Tizay community. And it was the week that ends on this very morning, the day of Pentecost. Now, I arrived, and there were about 200 people there, and it was a very quiet, meditative experience. The Tizay community, which was founded after World War II, began as an interfaith community, a monastic community, whose call was to be about the business of reconciliation after World War II. And they did a lot of work with those who were orphaned by the war. But people kept visiting, and being monastics, they welcomed them. And in the last decades, it's become a place of pilgrimage, especially for young people from all over the world. And so that week began with 200 of us from many different places, but especially from France and Germany and the United States. People who spoke different languages, people who worked together, did Bible study together, had community time together, and who prayed together. Now, by the end of the week, because it was Pentecost, there were 2,500 people there. And I have to tell you that the quiet was shattered. Pentecost morning went into the church, and it was full, and it was noisy, and it was boisterous, and there was activity. And I must confess to being a little grumpy. My solitude and quiet had been intruded upon. But then we started singing. And we started chanting, Vene Sancta Spiritus, chanting in Latin, because that's the common language we had, because we don't speak each other's languages. And then we had other chants in other languages. And those of us who were there from all over the world, from all different backgrounds, all different languages, were united in song and prayer. And I let go of my grumpiness and saw a gift, that image of not only the noise and maybe the chaos of the first Pentecost, but also the gift of being in a gathering that was very diverse, not united by common language, but united by the power of the Spirit. The Spirit calls us into unity, gathering us into community. And we hear this in Peter's sermon, which continues beyond our lesson. And if you read it, we hear Peter calling the people to be formed into the body, to repent, to be baptized, and to receive the gifts of the Spirit. And certainly there were those who responded, because at the end of his preaching, we're told 3,000 people were baptized that day. And so the Spirit gathered them, called them, and formed them into community. And so the Holy Spirit forms us, the followers of Jesus, into a community that is his body on earth, a people empowered by the gifts of the Spirit to do the work he did, to be his hands, to be his feet in the world, to be the household of God, and to be witnesses to the ends of the earth of the death and the resurrection of Jesus. So it's not surprising that Pentecost is one of the days appointed for baptism. It's a day that we acknowledge the Spirit calling us to be in community together in this place. And through the call of the Spirit, we welcome Mia into the household of God this morning. Through baptism, we are formed into a body, called into a way of life, and Mia will be baptized into that way. And through the Spirit, we are given gifts through the waters of baptism, through the descent of the Spirit. We're given grace and power to answer the call God gives us. We're given the strength to forsake sin, to forsake death, to forsake the ways of the world, and to put on, literally put on Christ and be Christ's presence. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, all those ways that the world divides itself, all the ways the peoples of the earth are divided, are healed. The Spirit brings reconciliation and brings us together as one people in Christ. And so today we welcome Mia into the household of God, to the unity in the Spirit which we have been called through the waters of baptism. On this day, she becomes part of this community in a very intentional way, and becomes incorporated into the life of faith that we share and live. As part of the baptismal rite, we will all soon renew our own baptismal covenant, those promises made either for us or maybe by us, depending on when we were baptized. And we will promise to recommit ourselves to that life of faith. We will promise to continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, the breaking of bread and the prayers. We will promise to persevere in resisting evil, and when we sin, to repent and return to the Lord. For we will sin, we won't do this perfectly, but we will repent and we are welcomed back by God. We will promise to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbor as ourself. And we will promise to strive for justice and peace among all people, respecting the dignity of every human being. To each of these promises, our answer is, I will, with God's help. For we can only make these promises at the prompting of the Spirit, and we can only make them through the power and the gifts of the Spirit, who sustains us as we do so. And so I hope and pray that this day we will recommit ourselves to these vows, that we will reaffirm that we are a people called by the Spirit and empowered to live faithfully in this life. And in doing so, we might be a model and a support for Mia in the life to which she is being called, that we will be her community to support her, to strengthen her, and to be present with her as she grows in the Christian life and faith. and that together we may all be a witness to the world of the love of God, living by the gifts we have been given by the Holy Spirit. And so let us claim the power of the Spirit this day to do the work of ministry to which we are called, to be God's witnesses to the ends of the earth, that we might respond to the promptings of the Spirit to discern how we are being called to live as Christ's people in this place, in this neighborhood, and that through us and through our witness, the world may be transformed, that the world might be reconciled, human divisions cast down and healed, and God's love and justice prevailing. And so, let us open our hearts, that the Holy Spirit may find a home in us, to fill us and dwell within us, and be evident in our lives, that we might be ever transformed into the people God would have us be. As I've done before, I'm about to quote a hymn text to you. I think partly it's because it's poetry, partly because I was once a musician and hymns really speak to me. And the poetry of Hymn to D says things in a way that I just can't possibly do. At the offertory, sometime we're singing Come Down to Love Divine, one of my favorite hymns. And that hymn talks about creating a space in our hearts by love for the Spirit to dwell. I want to share two stanzas with you. Come down, O love divine, seek thou this soul of mine, and visit it with thine own ardor glowing. O comforter, draw near, within my heart appear, and kindle it, thy holy flame bestowing. And so the yearning strong, with which the soul will long, shall far outpass the power of human telling, for none can guess its grace, till love create a place wherein the Holy Spirit makes a dwelling. Amen.
Amen.